Strong to severe thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night across parts of northeast Ohio, including Stark, Mahoning, Portage, and Summit counties. The National Weather Service says scattered storms could develop late Tuesday into the evening hours. Main threats include damaging winds and large hail, with an isolated tornado not ruled out. Mark Johnson has the complete forecast coming up. A crash on I-77 northbound caused morning traffic delays in Stark County. According to ODOT, traffic was backed up as far south as Bolivar around 7:30 this morning after a wreck south of Fall Street Southwest. The East Sparta Fire Department says the two-car collision did not result in any injuries. The scene was cleared and traffic was flowing normally again by about 8:45. A Canton woman is due in court tomorrow following her arrest Saturday in an alleged domestic dispute. Police say 36-year-old Desiree Bradley was taken into custody in Canton in connection with an incident involving her live-in partner. On Saturday, Bradley allegedly used a knife to injure the victim and then resisted officers by using her weight to delay being placed in a cruiser. She is charged with felonious assault, domestic violence, and resisting arrest. Canton police say a man is charged after he fired a gun inside an apartment building. 66-year-old John Longmire of Canton was arrested Sunday night at a complex in the 2100 block of Tuscarawas Street East. He is accused of firing a handgun inside his apartment, and bullets entered three other units in the building. He is charged with having weapons under disability, improper discharge of a firearm, and discharging a firearm within city limits. An arraignment is set for tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court. A Stark County grand jury will review charges against a Canton man accused in multiple incidents. The case of 26-year-old Caleb Weston was bound over Friday after he waived his right to a preliminary hearing in Canton Municipal Court. He faces charges including felonious assault, aggravated robbery, and criminal damaging from March incidents in Canton. He allegedly threw a metal rod at a victim, causing a face injury, and kicked in a door during a separate confrontation. The alleged activity occurred at an apartment on Allen Page Drive Southeast. A related criminal damaging charge is pending in Municipal Court. A Washington Township man is scheduled to be arraigned today after Canton police say he held his wife against her will and assaulted her during a domestic incident March 23rd. 38-year-old Joshua Davis is charged with abduction and domestic violence from the incident in Canton. Davis allegedly assaulted his wife inside a vehicle, pulled her from the driver's seat while she was driving, and prevented her from leaving. Police say she attempted to escape but was dragged back into the car before Davis drove away. He was arrested Friday. The City of Alliance has received a top honor for its financial reporting. The Government Finance Officers Association awarded the city its Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting for 2024, considered the highest recognition in government accounting. The award comes after the city was removed from Fiscal Watch in 2024, marking a major turnaround in its finances. A traffic stop in Portage County has led to a federal drug investigation. Deputies with the Sheriff's Pace Unit stopped a vehicle on I-80 in Shalersville Township for minor violations Thursday. The driver, 29-year-old Armani Webb of Ecorse, Michigan, was found with nearly half a pound of white powdery substance that he later admitted was fentanyl. Webb was taken into custody and turned over to the Portage County Sheriff's Office. The DEA was called in, and the case will be presented to a federal grand jury. A former substitute teacher has been sentenced to prison in a child sexual abuse material case. Today, Columbiana County Common Pleas Judge Megan Bickerton sentenced 43-year-old John McFarland to just over 8 years behind bars. He pleaded guilty in February to a dozen counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor and a misdemeanor drug paraphernalia case. Prosecutors say the case stems from 2022, including the transmission of sexual content involving a juvenile and additional material discovered during the investigation. After release, McFarland will be required to register as a Tier 2 sex offender. A Youngstown man is being held on a $500,000 bond in Columbiana County on sexual battery charges involving a child. Police say 37-year-old Eric White was arrested Sunday in St. Clair Township after a report he admitted to sexual contact with a young girl. White was arraigned today in municipal court. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for April 20th. A Mahoning County grand jury has indicted a woman in connection with a stabbing in Sebring. 31-year-old Ashley Hill Berkheimer of Sebring faces charges including felonious assault. Police say a man was found with a stab wound to the arm at a home on Lake Park Boulevard January 15th. The victim and suspect reportedly struggled before she was disarmed. A Sebring man is free on bond after a police pursuit earlier this month. Sebring police say 36-year-old Zachary Hubbs was arrested April 3rd after a traffic stop near South 12th Street turned into a brief chase. He allegedly fled on a dirt bike before abandoning it and running on foot. Hubbs was taken into custody without further incident. He was arraigned Thursday in Mahoning County Court, pleaded not guilty, and is due back for a preliminary hearing April 23rd. Hubbs is charged with failure to comply. The Mahoning County Coroner's Office says the death of a man in a Boardman house fire has been ruled accidental. 47-year-old Steve Soriano died from smoke inhalation and burns after a fire February 10th in the 3900 block of Reicher Avenue. The blaze started in the living room, but investigators say the exact cause could not be determined due to the condition of the home. The report notes an overloaded electrical breaker was found, and neighbors reported no signs of foul play. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.